If you're a person who's going to the doctor, even if it's for just a checkup, you're at least a little bit scared. Why? Why are you at least a little bit scared if you're going to the doctor, even if it's just for your once a year health checkup? It's because you're going, what if they find something? Holy crap, what if they find something? Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for being here. So today I want to talk about communication in a slightly different way than I'm used to talking about it, and that is communication from doctors. Doctors, I'm here to tell you, you have got to stop scaring your patients. Stop it. Stop it right now. I get the doctors are busy. I get that you are going hither and yon, trying to get stuff done and trying to see, you know, 50 patients a day, if not more. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. And I'm here to tell you, you're scaring your patients, right? I'm going to talk to you a little bit about a friend of mine many years ago who, there was something wrong with him. We didn't know what was wrong. He was just very ill. He felt terrible and couldn't breathe very well. He certainly couldn't keep down any food. And we went to the doctor, to the emergency room, I mean, and we were all sitting outside the emergency room, and they took him in back. And he lay there for hours, and no one would talk to him. And he was just by himself. He could barely breathe. He certainly couldn't keep any food down. He hadn't eaten in days. He was exhausted. He was in incredible amounts of pain. And frankly, everybody ignored him. And he was a friend of mine, but I went, I'm going back there. And the rest of our friends and his sister actually were all in the waiting room. And I went, that's it. Dun, dun, dun. And I walked over and I'm like, okay, this is it. I need to go be with him. And the person in charge was like, well, family only. And I went, well, I'm his sister. And I walked back, and I wasn't his sister, but what were they going to do about it? Right. So I walked back in there and I sat with him and I just talked with him and I tried to do what I could to make him feel better. And do not get me wrong, I understand this is the emergency room, and I get that there are lots of things that are going on in an emergency room, and the doctors and nurses, I am not whining about you at all. What I'm here to say is, in that moment, even a brief word of we're going to get to you, or we're coming, we're hang on just a little while, something, anything would have helped. Sometimes I feel like doctors, and I'm going to get such blowback for this, and I apologize in advance, nurses, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, people, I have not had this experience with you, but I've had it with doctors, where they come in and they look at the chart and they sort of read the chart and they don't actually talk to you and they don't actually listen to you and they tell you what they believe is wrong and then they leave and you're going, and here's the thing, right? If you're a person who's going to the doctor, even if it's for just a checkup, you're at least a little bit scared. Why? Why are you at least a little bit scared if you're going to the doctor, even if it's just for your once a year health checkup? It's because you're going, what if they find something? Holy crap, what if they find something? Right? I mean, does your stomach clench just a little bit right then? Mine does. Because even if you feel fine, even if you're just going in for your physical, what if they find something? And if you walk in to the doctor's office and something is wrong, then you're very scared to begin with because you don't know what's wrong. And you know what? They don't know what's wrong. And it reminds me of the TV show House, where for the entire first half of every episode, they were blindly chasing their tails, not knowing what was wrong, sometimes giving the totally wrong medication, and then had to sort of figure out what was going on. And that's why they call it the practice of medicine. Now, I'm not trying to beat up on doctors in this way at all. It's the practice of medicine, and I get that. But I do want to tell you that your patients are human beings. And when you see them, They are often scared. And I understand that you are super busy as a doctor. I get it. I get it. I get it. I've said that a lot already today, but I'm just going to keep saying it. I understand you're super busy. I understand you've got a lot going on. And your patients are scared. And when you don't treat them like a person, when you walk in and you don't treat your patient like a person, you scare them even more. And we can't have that. We can't have patients who are terrified, because what does that do? Someone who's scared is in fight or flight. Someone who's scared, their stress levels skyrocket. All of these things, all of these physical things happen, and they could potentially exacerbate the issue. So I'm here to remind you, and I have a feeling I'm going to be developing an entire workshop on how doctors can communicate with their patients better, because I think it's important. I think we need to know that you are on our side, that you are part of our team. And right now I'm talking to the doctor. If you're a doctor and you're listening to this, again, I understand you're super busy, but I think every medical school needs to have some sort of a how to communicate with your patients course, because it may be routine, or it might be a mystery, but for us, as your patients, we are not sure what's going on, and often we're terrified, and we're sitting there, we're wearing those stupid little paper blue gowns, and we're quaking in our metaphorical boots, not knowing what you're about to tell us, right? And no matter who you are, no matter what it is, you're at least a little scared. And if a doctor comes in, if you come in and you're a doctor and you're sort of looking at the chart and you're not making eye contact with the patient doesn't know you. The patient doesn't know how much you care about all of your patients. The patient doesn't know the work you put in every single day. The patient doesn't know any of that. The patient knows that they're not feeling well and they're scared about what could be wrong. And you could do so much to alleviate that terror by just looking at them and by talking with them and by being there with them, even for 30 seconds. But if you connect with the person for even 30 seconds, you're going to change their entire worldview. I guarantee it. Even if the news is a challenge, it doesn't matter. If they know that you're on their side, if they know that you're part of their team, if they know that you're there to help them, to root for them, to be there with them as they go through this thing that is potentially very scary, they're going to be less scared. So I just want to tell you, if you're a medical professional, again, I understand that you're super busy and I understand that you're overworked, especially after COVID. I get it. I also understand that the people who are coming to you for help, A, are people you've sworn to be there for and to do no harm and all of that. And I'm not trying to rub your nose if you're a medical professional. I am not trying to rub your nose into anything. I'm here as sort of an advocate for all patients, if you will, to say that even a moment of connection will do wonders for your relationship with your patients and also with their level of anxiety and fear and stress. So consider coming in and looking in their eyes. Consider saying hello and introducing yourself and listening to them and ask them how they're feeling and spend the extra 20 seconds listening to their response, because you're going to get a world of information from them that the chart might not even have, just by listening to their voice, listening to how they say what they say, watching their body language. You're going to get incredible amounts of information that will let you be a better doctor. I'm sorry, that's just the way to say it. You will be a better doctor if you take the time to do this. And if you already do it and you're overworked, I get it. I'm just saying that on the whole, so many people I talk to don't feel like their medical professionals are on their team, and they don't feel like their medical professionals are actually listening to them. And guess how you can change that? You can listen. You can ask questions and really listen and lean in and watch and receive their information, because A, they'll be extremely relieved and even happy that they're getting a chance to say things to their doctor. And B, again, you're going to get information you cannot possibly know how valuable it will be, because no one knows that patient's body better than they know it themselves. And if they get the opportunity to tell you some of those secrets, they will. And that will only improve how you treat them and what you're able to do for them, because knowing more will give you more tools in your toolbox. Alrighty, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Innovative Mindset Podcast. If you're a scared patient, I get it. I'm going to ask you to breathe deep and let your doctor know, hey, I have this thing I needed to say to you. And don't, my voice just went. And don't take no for an answer. Say, no, this is really important. I need to say this to you, and make sure you say it. I know a lot of us have that white lab coat syndrome that we get nervous around authority figures in coats, in lab coats. I don't care. You have to screw your courage to the sticking place and have your say. Super important. It's your body. It's your life. You are the one who has to stick up for yourself. No one is going to be as fierce an advocate for you as you will for yourself. Now, I know that they have these folks called patient advocates in hospital systems and various other places whose job it is to make sure that you are advocated for, but they're not always available. So what I want you to do is to remember that and to go, okay, I can advocate for myself. You have the ability, you have the power, you have the strength, you have the courage to advocate for yourself. So I invite you to do that. Until next time, once again, this is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I want to remind you that I have a few coaching slots available. If you are interested in getting some coaching around courage, around confidence, around the way you communicate so that you can live your very best life, get in touch. You can book a discovery call. The link to that is in the show notes. Until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.